All right. Welcome to the proclamation signing of 2015 Month of Military Child. We'd like to thank you for being a part of this special day where we can show gratitude to our military youth across our state and to the many sacrifices they've made. Across our country, we are joined by members of other communities to honor these youth for their fortitude and resilient strength of character. Prior to the governor's signing, we have the privilege of hearing from one of these youth in a literary piece that she actually performed at All-State Speech at UNI earlier this year. Samantha Frey has a history with the Child and Youth Program. We had the privilege of having her participate in one of our youth camps last year at Lake Okoboji. I remember actually having a conversation with her mom about dad being able to have a first-time call with her daughter after leaving for deployment, and just that moving time to see her be able to talk with her dad. It was awesome. But since that day, she was able to put together this literary work, and what a day to be able to be a part of this. So needless to say, Samantha Frey, you are dear to our hearts, and we would just like to welcome you and coming forward and just sharing what your work was about.
I'm Sam Fry. My dad was deployed for 9 months to Kuwait. He is currently in Texas at Fort Hood, going through out-processing. This piece is written from the depths of a daughter's heart, whose father is her hero. Every young girl desires a father who will go to any length to protect her. This story symbolizes that sacrifice. My father wears a uniform to work. It's camouflage, and his last name is velcroed to the front right pocket. On the left of his jacket are shiny pins and medals. I've grown accustomed to his uniform because it's a part of who he is. He makes sure the helicopters, called Blackhawks, fly right and pilots stay alive. He goes to work at 5 in the morning, comes home every day at 4, and has Mondays off. When he comes home from work, he has to take his hat off before he walks through the front door. He always puts it in the same place, on the left edge of the dark mahogany dresser in the room he shares with my mom. He likes to cook dinner, and he always cooks in his uniform because he doesn't stop to change his clothes. I like to sit on the counter while he cooks and we talk. My dad always knows what to say to me, no matter what kind of challenge I'm facing. He's at every sporting event, every school activity, and everything I do, cheering me on. He's never missed anything I've done. He's my biggest fan, and he's my best friend. On July 17th of last year, my father put his uniform on again. He stood in the living room with 6 large bags around him on the dark blue carpet, and he adjusted his medals and he set his pockets straight. The house seemed to sigh with the weight of what was happening. But my dad stood strong and smiled. "It's time to go," he said. His uniform looked very different that day. His medals were extra shiny. His collar was stiff and creased. I couldn't take my eyes off that name badge. That was my last name there. It hit me. Part of me was leaving. My father was going to war. We loaded the car with his baggage and set out to drive to the airport. I couldn't help but think as we drove how unreal it all felt. I couldn't fathom tomorrow. No homemade chicken and dumplings, no countertops, no late night jokes. That empty seat in the crowd. The missing hat on the edge of the dresser every night. There's no going away ceremony. No big hurrah. I slowly walked by him in his uniform as we made our way to the check-in. He stands at the counter as he heaves his huge green bag up onto the little short shelf. And I'm reminded of how strong he is. I show my license and security clearance. I look down at my gate pass and think, this isn't taking me anywhere I want to go. Strangers pass us and tilt their heads. One man even reaches out to shake my father's hand as he says, "Thank you for your service." I feel like I'm moving in slow motion. I keep my eyes on my dad's uniform. It's keeping me from crying. My dad, my mom, and I are all sitting in plastic black chairs in front of the entry gate, waiting for the airplane. I watch my parents look at each other, and I can feel the sadness. I wish they would say something, but they don't. They just hold hands. I look around and notice then, like a painting that's all black with a white dot on it, my dad's the white dot, and I wish he didn't have to be. The lady behind the counter lifts the little microphone to her mouth and says, "Pre-boarding will start now for all military personnel wishing to board." She's talking to my dad. My mom's lower lip starts to tremble. I still don't feel like this is really happening. Finally, my dad speaks. "Well, guys, I guess this is it." My mom tries to smile, but I can tell she's trying hard not to cry when she says, "Let's just get this over with." He's holding me in his arms now. The fabric of his uniform smells fresh as I take in a deep breath, telling myself to be strong. I notice as we hold each other that his hat is in his right hand, and I start to see it shake a little bit. He whispers close to my ear, "I love you, Dids. Be strong." The back of his uniform was the last thing I watched. As he walked away, my ears picked up on a swoosh, swoosh of his military pants. Each step he took, taking him farther and farther away from me. My mother and I didn't cry in front of my father. It was as if we both made a pact without actually saying the words to be strong for him. Hand in hand, we walked to the airport with our heads held high. Every person that I passed, child, mother, grandfather, teenager, I silently thought to myself, "My dad wears his uniform for you." It gave me a peace to think that what my family was about to go through wasn't going to be in vain. His uniform took on a greater purpose then in those moments of me realizing that he wore it not because he had to, but because it was who he is. He's not just wearing it for me. My mom and I, we've been counting down the days for 9 months. 7 days left. My dad wears a uniform. On the right front pocket is his last name. On the left side are medals and shiny pins.
Well, Samantha, the Child and Youth Program, along with the Governor and the Adjutant General, would like you to receive this Youth of the Year Award in appreciation for the honor and devotion to the Armed Forces of Iowa. We'd like to recognize you in exemplifying these traits of character, and just through your great work, I think all of us could say we're completely moved by that. Governor, if you would, do the honors presenting the certificate.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, and now I would like to invite the governor forward to do our annual proclamation.
Well, thank you very much. I want to welcome all of you to our beautiful Iowa State Capitol building, and it is an honor and a privilege for me to do this special proclamation in honor of the month of the military child and Purple Up Day. As you just heard from one of our military children, we have a lot of real special young people that obviously their families are making a significant sacrifice for the benefit of all of us in this great country in which we live in. And we want them to know how much we appreciate and recognize not only their parent in serving in the military, but also the sacrifice the family is making. So let me read the proclamation. Whereas thousands of brave Iowans serve in the military and have taken the oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And whereas Iowa has more than 10,000 military-connected children with a loved one serving in the military, and whereas April marks the nation's month of the military child, a time to honor youth impacted by deployment, And whereas in celebration of military children in Iowa, local child and youth program of Iowa, National Guard family programs invite you to join us for the 5th annual Purple Up for Military Kids on Wednesday, April 15th. And whereas purple is a color that symbolizes all branches of the military, as it is a combination of Army green, Coast Guard blue, Air Force blue, Marine red, and Navy blue. And whereas Iowa's military partners hope everyone will take this opportunity to appreciate and celebrate these young heroes. Now, therefore, I, Terry E. Branstad, Governor of the State of Iowa, do hereby proclaim the month of April 2015 as Month of the Military Child and April 15, 2015 as Purple Up Day, and urge my fellow citizens to observe this special day by wearing purple and throughout the month to connect with military kids, military families, to provide support to all of our Iowa children affected by the service and sacrifice of family members and other caring adults in their lives. I'm proud to sign this on this, the 24th day of April, 2015.
So now we'll go ahead and invite the Adjutant General just to give any additional words.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, Governor, Lieutenant Governor, military members and your families. Today's a special day, and it's a day that's been in the works for some time. About 3 years ago, we started an initiative in Iowa called the Military Child Education Coalition. And it was really a concept that had been in a lot of our active duty installations, but not so much in our states that are what we call like the Fort Iowas. So we went to the governor, lieutenant governor, and we couldn't have asked for greater support. For those of you that may have paid attention over the last couple of years and watched the actions of our governor and lieutenant governor when it comes to our military, is we couldn't ask for greater support. Whether it's home base Iowa, changes in the law, or the support we get at our ceremonies, our send-offs, our welcome homes, we're very blessed. And so I think we owe a round of applause to a great leadership who has been very supportive of our entire military in Iowa. Since we met 3 years ago and we started in the fall of 2012, kicking off the Military Child Education Coalition, we've worked very hard as a group under the leadership of Lieutenant Governor to ensure that we do what we can to ensure that in Fort Iowa that we're able to provide those members that serve right along with their family members, the military children, an opportunity to get the needs and the services, and more important, the recognition that they deserve. And we've done a lot, and yet we've got a lot more to do. And so I would tell you is I'm very pleased with the efforts that we've done. We have a lot more work ahead of us, but from a perspective of a state, we're very blessed that we're able to have the leadership at the government level and the communities behind us as we move forth with home base Iowa and our tie to the Military Connection Education Coalition. And last but not least is I want to thank the military children that are here today. Your family members are the ones that get the recognition, that serve and deploy, are there for the state disasters, and yet you serve right along with your family members. I can relate. My wife and I, who both served over 60 years, have a junior and a senior in high school, and they also are military child children that have grown up in a house of two serving and service members. So it's not easy. It's not always fair. But thank you for your support and the love that you give to your service members. And thank you for the sacrifice that you have given for our country. And so I have another award that I would like to end with today, and kind of a surprise here. And so if I could ask Samantha to come back up here, please. you just kind of want to face the crowd here. So what I have here is what we call a commander's coin. And for those in the military wearing uniforms, you know that this coin doesn't represent much. In fact, you can't buy much with this coin. But what this coin represents for my office is for excellence. And so I want to provide you with this excellence in your efforts to be a great military child, but more important, support for your father and for your mother and as all the four deployments that you've had with your father. So on behalf of my office, I just would like to present you with my coin and to say thank you again for all that you do. Thank you very much. And so we also have one more surprise. And if I would ask the sergeant there to turn around, please. So it's for you wondering who, this is Samantha's father who just returned from from Iraq. Doesn't get any better than this, does it?
Lastly, we just want to say thank you for being a part of what has been spectacular and really a breathtaking event. We'd like to conclude with a group photo. So if there are any military youth, children, come on forward. We want to take our annual photo that we take every year with the governor and the adjutant general and the lieutenant governor. So if you guys can make your way forward, go ahead and come on forward.